Up and down the West Coast, longshoremen and port operators are still locked in a labor dispute. Here in the Northwest, that dispute has slowed down shipments that come in and out of the ports of Seattle and Tacoma. But there was a promising development this week. A federal mediator was called in to help the two sides revive stalled contract negotiations. And that got us wondering, what can federal mediators accomplish? John Nichols is Washington correspondent for The Nation. He told Ross Reynolds how the mediation process works.
When you've got powerful management and labor forces, they're very much at odds and cannot find a common ground. They jointly request that they have a mediator come in. And the key to this is that in doing so, each side accepts that they're going to get a little less than what they want. And while the mediator situation is never perfect, if you could use the word, you say the genius of it is that when a mediator proposes a solution, both sides can go back to their members, to their constituencies, and say, well, this wasn't our idea. This is what the mediator says makes sense, and, you know, maybe we can live with it. It gives a little bit of breathing room for all the players.
Now, in this particular dispute between the longshoremen and the people operating the shipping companies, the labor union was initially resistant to federal mediation. Why would a union do that?
Because, you know, federal mediation is a situation where you brought an outside player in, you have accepted that your direct negotiations are not heading toward a settlement. When you bring the mediator in, you essentially say, look, we respect the possibility that someone who is independent from us can come up with a good solution. Now, that conveys a great deal of respect and an element of deference to the mediator. By the nature of it, a union that is making demands and is seeking also to protect its members, you're going to be a little reluctant there, because when the mediator comes back with something, if it is not what you want, and frankly something that might not be that popular with your members, that can be problematic. It can make it a hard sell. And so it's never, I'd say it's rarely, if ever, the preferred option.
John, you've been following this labor dispute between the longshoremen and the shipping companies and are somewhat familiar with a long history of this going back decades. Looking at history, can you hazard a guess as how this might play out?
Historically, West Coast longshore folks have been well paid and they've had good benefits. And these have been, you know, genuine middle class jobs, which have really brought a lot of people up economically. This union understands the vital importance of, you know, keeping those standards. And they've accepted a lot of compromises over the years. They have accepted a lot of modernization and mechanization. And so what I suspect is that you're dealing with mature players on both sides. My sense is that a mediator, a sound mediator, will not try to make radical changes in the relationship between management and labor on the ports on the West Coast. A sound mediator will look for ways to, you know, respect the changes and the challenges that come with increasing globalization while maintaining the long tradition of a strong union presence on those ports.
John Nichols is Washington correspondent for The Nation. He spoke with Ross Reynolds. And you're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.